Hello, Dylan. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, considering it's only Tuesday, right?
Yep.
I'm like, wow, it's only Tuesday, but that's okay. We're getting closer to Friday again. It's a
yep.
pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I know you've been speaking here with Tara, and she wanted me, in fact, to go over pricing and details with you. But I do want to say congratulations on the 6 months in business. That's awesome. Glad
Thank
to hear
you.
That. How's it been going the first 6 months?
It's been rather stressful because I have just graduated high school as well. So this is like
wow.
the first big thing.
No way.
Thing I've done.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But you know, it's always good to start off on your own, right? And wow, just
yep,
out of high school and doing this.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. So I'm grabbing these notes, you know, that Tara sent over to me. But I did want to ask you, Dylan, about, you know, if you have any questions regarding how our program works, the placement that we do, any questions that I could answer for you, like, specifically?
Yeah, so, like, this ad spot, what does it, like, do for my business? I understand, like, you type in carpenter in the Salt Lake Valley area, and,
uh-huh.
like, my name would pull up on that first section of Google. But, like, I don't have a website, what would pull up?
Exactly. Great question. So what we do, right, is we create you this business profile page on Google. We get your PIN verified. Now, on that profile page, it's going to have your phone number, your company name. It's going to have pictures of work that you've done, okay? I know you don't have a website, but we're going to get a little further into that. Because we do offer a number of services that are under one umbrella. We're kind of like your one-stop shop, in other words, okay? So when they're performing that search for your services, they're going to see your company profile appear on that first page of Google in the local map. That's where 90% of the searches will start and stop. So what they're doing is when they're finding your company listed there and they click on your number, they would be calling you directly. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Tara mentioned to me that you're covering all of Salt Lake Valley. You're home-based out of Midvale, correct? So
yes, that is correct.
If I'm not mistaken, we're looking at about maybe 10 to 15 mile radius. Does that sound about right?
Yes, give or take.
Okay. Give or take. Okay. So what I would recommend for you, my suggestion would be going with our local only package because you are keeping it fairly local, right? What the local map covers is your zip code and it's going to get you found within 20 miles around your zip code. Okay. So with the local only package, you would be looking at a fixed flat rate of $199 a month. What that will include is the first page placement on Google. We create content for you on Bing. We also submit you to other directories that are popular within your area, like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, and these are just to name a few. I will also include a website for you. So the website that we build is Google compliant, mobile friendly. We will build it, host it, and we will maintain it. Now that website is also going to be attached where we list your business. So it'll be attached to your profile page on Google as well. We want them to be able to, when they click on your website, to see the quality work that you do and also get to learn more about your company. We do include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we will also give you exposure on mobile devices. So whether they're performing that search from their iPhone, their Android, or even from their tablet, they're still going to be able to find your company listed there as well. So all of that is pretty much covering all of your bases. And it would be at $199 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you use Facebook as well, Dylan, by chance? Like, have you?
Yes.
Do you have a personal page?
Yeah, I have a I have like a, I don't know what to call it. I'm not really into Facebook, but I created a Facebook account for the business.
Oh, you did? It's just,
yeah.
It's the business Facebook page is what they call it. Okay, good. So you did create one then. Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's good. So I was going to ask, the reason that I asked you is because if you didn't have a business Facebook page, we would, in fact, create one for you. It is created through your personal page. But, in fact, I'm looking at it now. Okay, I see it right here. Awesome. Is that you in the profile pic? Okay.
It should be.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at the work that you've done. Very nice. Very nice work. Wow, did you do this, like, over the years in high school? I mean, was this, like, a trade that you learned, or?
Yes, I did. I learned a lot through high school, and then as I've gotten out of high school, I've picked up a lot more. And then, so that deck that you can see, that's, like, the most recent post, that was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Wow.
And, yeah.
Very nice work. Very nice work. Yeah, I'm looking at these pictures. You've done a great job. You really have. Now, we also offer a package, which is another option for you. Are you familiar with Facebook ads by chance?
I haven't done any, and like I didn't completely understand it, so I've been holding off on doing them.
It's okay. I'll explain to you how they work. So Facebook ads, the way they work is when someone's performing a search, right, they're within your area on Google, okay, and let's say they're now on Facebook, and they're looking at pictures, they're looking at stories, or they're even performing a search there, right? What they'll see is your Facebook ad appear both on their desktop and on their mobile device. What it does, Dylan, is it helps you reach a larger clientele base. However, we can make them unique where you could target an audience by interest, an audience by income level, or even by location. So once they click on your ad, if it says call us, they'll be calling you directly. If it says message us, okay, you'll get a message through Facebook Messenger. It's not a text message. Now, if it does say learn more, then what it does is it directs them to your website, right, the website that we created. And I'll tell you, a lot of our clients have seen really great results with Facebook ads as well. Because you are a new business, we do offer the package, which is our platinum package, that would include Facebook ads, okay? Everything that's in the local package, but also Facebook ads would be included. That package runs you $249 a month. But those, either one of those options, I think would be beneficial for you. Even if you started with the local only and you wanted to upgrade later to the Facebook ads, you could do at any time. But the local only would be the $199 a month. And again, it's month to month. We don't charge you per phone call or per job. It is a fixed flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? I mean, how do you feel about either one of them?
I'm more sold on that local package because it's like I don't think I want to run Facebook ads because I have had some not so great experiences with people on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, that's why I offered you the local only to begin with because, you know, based on the area that you're targeting, I think that's going to be the most beneficial one for you. But I did want to give you any other options that might be beneficial for you as well. But I think local only is going to be a great start for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your suggestion on the housewarming gifts. Very, very nice.
Yes, those I want those to sell because now they're just sitting right now in my shop and I'm looking to get rid of them.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're like, I want them out of here. So you do a lot of custom work too, right? I noticed like on Facebook you listed basement framing, finish and trim, wood projects. So, I mean, you're pretty much a carpenter is what you are, but, I mean, you do offer specific services, and we want to make sure that we're getting you found for all the services, right, that you provide. So this way, when they're typing in those keywords, they're finding you immediately on that first page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, I would like to give it a shot just for like a couple of months just to see what it, see if it improves and
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is the best email for you, Dylan? This is where we send your receipt. We'll send your website there so you can actually review it before we have it go live, just in case if you have any changes that need to be made. I saw that on Facebook, I think there's a germainecarpentry00@gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yeah, that's a good email.
Is
for
that
right
an
now.
Email to, okay, for now? Okay.
Yeah, for now. Just because I think as I get larger and I hire employees, and if I hire somebody to like manage social medias and things, I think I would want like the receipts to come to my personal email eventually. But for right now, with me,
or we could do your, or we could do your personal email, whichever you prefer.
Let's just do that one for right now.
And okay.
And
if you need,
if I need to change it,
just let us know and we'll update it. No one's going to see your email. This is just where we send correspondence from us, like your receipts and your website. We'll correspond with you by either email, phone calls, and text messages. We do all three. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So what I'm doing right now, Dylan, is I'm going to be sending you two emails. Okay? They will be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay? Now, the first email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? What that's going to do is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. I feel it's the beauty of the program is really being able to track your results. So you'll have, in fact, a customized tracking and reporting system where you'll be able to track the phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. You can view all your keywords in your profile, okay? You can even go in there if you want, add keywords, run promotions, okay? You can also change your content, but you always have the assistance of your account management team, okay? So we're going to have a team dedicated to assisting you with all of this, all right? Now, the second email that I'm sending is going to be labeled Google Advertising, okay? It's going to outline everything that I mentioned that's included in the local only package at the $199 a month, okay? And it'll have everything outlined in there. So let me send that one. Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, Dylan, can you also receive text messages to this number?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. So on the bottom of those two emails that I did send you, it does have my contact information. It'll say Nadine Medina at the bottom with my number and my extension. However, I do like to provide it to you as well through text. So the first text message that you'll be receiving is going to have my name with my number and my extension. Once you receive all three text messages, please confirm with me that you did so I can make sure you got all three. So here goes the first one. And then the second text that I will be sending to you, it's going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime, Dylan, that you have an update, okay, you have a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service, okay? We are always here Monday through Friday. The only day that we won't be here is the Monday after Christmas Day because Christmas falls on a Sunday, and the Monday after New Year's Day because it falls on a Sunday. So those two Mondays, we won't be here because that's when we're taking the holiday. But other than that, we're always here Monday through Friday, okay? And that's Pacific Standard Time from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. You're actually 1 hour ahead of us. So for your time, we're always here 8 to 5. Okay?
Okay.
And then the third text that you're going to be receiving is going to have a link, which is to a YouTube video that's about, I'm going to say, 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. So I want you to get familiar with our reporting system, okay? So make sure you watch that when you have a moment. Did you get all three by chance?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Okay. Now, for the account purpose, how do you spell your first name? Is it D-Y-L-A-N or is it D-I-L-L-O-N?
It's D-Y-L-A-N.
Okay. And what's your last name, Dylan?
It's German with a J, J-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay. German. Gotcha. Now, the phone number that you want listed for the business is going to be the number that we're speaking on now, 801-566-0855. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, as far as how you want the company name to read on Google, is that going to be German Carpentry? Do you want the LLC included?
No, I don't want the LLC included.
Okay, so just German Carpentry. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Google is going to be sending you a PIN code. It's a verification code. They're going to send it to you in the mail, and it's almost going to look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay? What address do you want them to mail it to? If it is your home office, what we consider your home office, like your home address, the address will be hidden. So it won't appear anywhere on Google.
Yes, I would like it to be there. It'll be 131 West Marquette Drive, M-A-R-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Okay. All right, and let's see here. And that's in, give me 1 second, where did that screen go? And that's in Midvale, right? 84047?
Yes,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And I'm going to make sure that that address is hidden. Okay, awesome. Now, for the billing, Dylan, the card that you're using today, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name and the business name. It is a business debit card.
And how does your name read on the card? Is it just Dylan German? Is there a middle initial?
Let's see here. Let's take a look at it. I believe there's a middle initial.
Okay. What's the middle initial?
It's R.
R. Okay. And now you mentioned that it also has a company name on it. Is it just German Carpentry or is the LLC on that?
The LLC is on this.
Okay. But we won't list it with the LLC on Google. We're going to list it without. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And is it the same billing address as well?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. All right. And then is this a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then what is the card number when you're ready?
It is 4899. 1-0-0-0-1-1-8-6-6-7-0-8.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4-8-9-9-1-0-0-0-1-1-8-6-6-7-0-8. 1186-6708, correct?
That is correct.
Expiration, month and year?
0825.
08 of 25. And the security code on the back?
333.
333. Okay. So I'm not going to process the payment yet, because what I'm going to do, Dylan, is I'm going to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification. Okay? This is going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. So what it's going to do is going to go over the billing date. Okay? Our company asks that you at least stick it out 2 months, so we'll call it a 2-month verbal agreement. But again, you're paying monthly. Okay? It'll also state in there that if you choose to cancel or discontinue your services, we only ask that you call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, Dylan, if there is something that you don't understand, I want you to just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? What I'll do is I'll go back and review it, and then I will rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Dylan, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
German Carpentry.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dylan German, business owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Dylan, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know at times, Dylan, you might be in the middle of a job, okay? We only ask that if we're calling you with an update that you at least follow up within 24 hours that you respond, okay? I also want you to keep aware that once you start having more online presence, you might get a call from another company trying to offer you another type of online marketing. They are not associated with Local Splash. We will not call you to ask you to pay more money than the $199 a month, okay? Even if you get a call, someone trying to offer you that you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, do not pay them anything. You take down that phone number and you call us immediately with that number because it's not our company, okay? So just be aware, all right?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Great question. I always explain this one anyways. So we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, Okay. So like, I think if I'm not mistaken, you're also like on HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, right? Okay. So we're aware of that. They're not associated with our company, but let's say you wanted to sign up with Yelp. We would tell you, oh, Dylan, we already have a profile page for you on there. So you're not investing more money. Okay. So that's what that means. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, that does.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 6th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So, Dylan, your next payment will be charged on January 6th, 2022, in the amount of $199. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when your term's completed, Dylan, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $199. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I sent you by text. That's the 877-635-6225. When you hear the recording, you're going to hit number one, okay? And make sure that you call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So if you're going to pause or cancel the account, you want to make sure that you call 3 business days before the 6th to pause or cancel. So this way they're not charging you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Dylan, is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be sending you your receipt both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay, so we send it to both. Now, we're also going to set up what's called a client interview, onboarding. This is where you're going to speak with one of our technicians. What we do is we block out an hour. We do set it up at a time that's convenient for you. The client interview, what they're going to do is go over everything that you and I went over to ensure that I listed everything accurately. They're going to talk to you about your website, about your keywords. This is where the magic is going to happen, okay? Now, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes it does take a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So the quicker we get you through the client interview, the faster we are moving, okay? Mm-hmm. So I do have the following appointments available for today, and the time that I give you is in your time zone, okay? So right now I have an appointment that is available that would be 2 to 3 or 3 to 4. Do either of those times work for you today?
No, they do not.
Okay. What about, how does your schedule look tomorrow?
That is a little bit more open and flexible.
Okay. So tomorrow I have the following times available. 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and 4 to 5. What time would you prefer tomorrow?
Let's go with 9 to 10, please.
9 to 10. Awesome. So you're going to also be receiving an email with your calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. And tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay, Dylan, just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, when they call you, if you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back, okay? It's important that we get you through this client interview and onboarding, because once we get you through that, we're moving. We're getting things going very quickly, okay? And I'll also go over the timeline with you on everything as well. Now, an hour before your client interview, we're also going to send you a reminder via text letting you know that it's coming up in an hour, okay? So let me send this email to you. And then we're also going to go over a couple of notes. They're just basic notes so that my technician knows where to start from, okay? Now, do you have a company logo by chance, or do you want us to create one for you? It doesn't cost you more. It's included.
I could go either way right now.
Okay, do you want to
go? We'll go ahead. I've just been using what's on my business card.
Okay. Well, I'll put that you need a business. We can put that you need a business logo, okay? And if you like the one we create, great. If you don't like it and you want to go with the one that's on your business card, that's fine too, okay? It's not costing you more if we're creating it, okay? And then, now when it comes to your services, the obvious, of course, is carpentry. What else would you like me to notate on here?
Let's see here. Let's go with woodworking and
Do you do custom woodwork?
Custom woodwork, yeah.
Okay.
And then
trim?
General trim, interior, exterior trim, doors, windows, decks, basement framing. I think that's a good start. I'm sure by tomorrow I can think of some more.
Absolutely. I just kind of want to give them a general idea, and you can always add in more or change them around, whatever you need to do. Okay. And you did say doors and windows. Got it. Is this for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Preferably residential.
Okay.
But light commercial.
Okay. I'll put residential and light commercial. All right. And then I put that you do have a Facebook page. And then let me see here. Typically, what are the forms of payments that you accept? Is it like cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Cash, check, and the Square.
And you take credit cards. Okay. Square's so good because it kind of keeps everything in line, right? Like your invoices and all that, so you can track your payments. That's good.
Yep, and the only bad part about it is they charge a 3% markup on everything, so you've got to figure out how to cover that.
My aunt uses Square. She does for her catering business, and she tells them up front, this is a cash quote. If you want to pay with credit card, there's a 3%, processing fee. And they're like, okay. So she gives them their options. And a lot of times they would just rather pay with the credit card.
Yeah. Everybody's looking to use their credit card points.
Right. Exactly. They get rewards on it. It was so funny. My husband, he's like, I had no idea that the credit card I have has reward points. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy.
Yep. We all want those reward points, especially around this time of the year.
Exactly. Now, as I take a look here, I see on your Facebook page that you are licensed and insured. So I'll notate that for you. And then what are your typical hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then and then on Saturdays,
appointments
only. Yeah.
Appointments only. Okay. Awesome. Now, what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. And then now we can, and it's just an option for you, but if you'd like, we can put a tracking number, okay? So instead of them seeing your actual physical phone number, it would be a tracking number that is linked to your phone. It does come with an app that you can download from the App Store where you can track your phone calls, your messages. Do you prefer that it be your number listed, or would you be interested in the tracking number?
Let's just go with my phone number. I'm pretty okay with.
Okay. Not a problem. If you change your mind at any time and you decide, you know, I think I want the tracking number, just let us know. It doesn't cost you more. Okay. It is included. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, I know you've gotten several messages and you've gotten several emails from us, but the one that I need you to find is your initial invoice. And what it'll say, it either came after the welcome or before the welcome one. It'll say, Dear Dylan R. It's in both, email and text message.
Let's see here.
Okay, I'm looking at it on the email here.
Okay. And you see where it says, Dear Dylan R., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to click where it says, please click here. Now, it's going to open a page, okay? And at the very top of that page that it opens up, it says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yes.
Okay. So what I need you to do on this page is you're going to scroll down to the very bottom of that page. There's going to be a box for you to type in your name, right? But before you type your name, right above it, you're going to see this little box to the left. And next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is true and correct. So by you clicking in that box, Dylan, you're saying it's your name that you gave that's on the card, okay? And then you're going to go to the bottom. You're going to type your name, Dylan R, with no period, and then German. You don't need to put the date because it is already there, okay? When you do that, then you'll click on Confirm Signature. Once you do that, it should open up a page asking you to enter like a username and a password. Let me know when you see that, okay?
I see it.
Awesome. So we don't have your username or password yet, but this is where you go in to track your results with us, okay? This is why I want you to watch that video, all right? Because it's going to show you on how you go in there and log in and how you maneuver through your tracking and reporting system, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to email you this link, a username and a password. So this way you can start going in and tracking your results. All right. Now, starting from tomorrow, I want you to be on the lookout for that PIN code that's coming in the mail. Okay. That PIN code, you're going to be receiving it within 6 to 10 days. Remember, it'll look like a postcard. So, and it'll say Google at the top. If someone gets the mail before you do, just let them know that you're waiting for that PIN code and not to throw it away. It's not junk mail. Sometimes it can be mistaken for junk mail, okay? Once you get the PIN code, we need that PIN code. And the technician's also going to go over this with you as well. So just make sure once you get it that you provide it to us. Now, within 5 to 7 days, Dylan, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories. We're also going to send you your login credentials so you can start logging in and tracking your results and the calls that you're receiving with our program, okay? Within 7 to 14 days, your website is going to be completed, and we're going to send it to you first So this way you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. All right? Now, typically what it does state, and this is in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, Dylan, we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, and there's been times that I've seen it happen sooner. So once you get that PIN code, provide that to us as soon as possible. And in the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running, but we're also going to keep you in the loop. So when you're on the first page of Google, when your website is live, when you're in the directories, we're going to be sending you out notifications letting you know that, okay, of the steps that we're completing and processing. So we're going to keep you in the loop, all right?
Okay.
I want to be the first to welcome you, Dylan, to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you. Do you have any additional questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, I think not, and we just have that meeting tomorrow.
Tomorrow. It's all by phone. Tomorrow you don't need to be in front of a computer. It's going to be over the phone. Just basically what they're doing is re-verifying your information, going over your keywords. So if you have additional keywords that you want us to add tomorrow, just let us know. Okay? But remember, you can always make changes to your keywords or your pictures, anything like that during the duration that you're with us. And it doesn't cost you anything. Just let us know so that we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
So tomorrow, just be aware that they'll be calling you between 9 and 10 o'clock your time from an 877 number. But again, we're going to send you that confirmation. We'll send you like a reminder letting you know that it's coming up within the hour. Okay? Just in case if you forget. All right?
All righty.
Awesome. Well, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Dylan. I'm super excited for you, and I thank you again for giving us the opportunity. It's been my pleasure to speak with you today.
Yes, thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. Have an awesome day, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.